DJ Williams, DJ tweaked his hamstring right at the end of practice yesterday, actually in a 7-on-7 drill. So came in today. So we put him in the treatment and the rehab group. We'll see where he is tomorrow.
Is that, if you're already not sure about what Finley's availability is that kind of a setback for you guys to have another?
Well, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, obviously, you know, DJ was a big part of our planning, but, you know, he's never had a hamstring injury before, so this is new territory for him. So we'll see where he is tomorrow.
I know it's a little early, maybe, but how are the PUP guys coming along? Corliss, Sambo, and Sherrod, as far as they could possibly come back next week?
Well, I mean, that's really next week's conversation, but they're progressing. You know, Frank is getting close. You know, I know Andrew's also seems to be very close, and Derek's probably a little further away.
Like, what do you make of your penalty numbers? I mean, you guys were great last year, and obviously there's been all kinds of factors in the penalty department. Are you concerned at all about where they are, or has it been kind of just a confluence of weird circumstances?
We've really focused on the penalty breakdown the last 2 weeks, and obviously they were high this past week in Indianapolis. I think the first 3 weeks there was, you know, I think we're dealing with a different level of administration to our game, and I'm aware where the statistics are, but and that's really how we'll evaluate it all the way through, more per average per game, and we break them down: offense, defense, special teams, you know, pre-snap and so forth. So
like in the past, I think you've talked about being strong up the middle, like, you know, interior line all the way up the quarterback, the running back, all the way back. Defensively, do you think you've got, you know, a young middle linebacker, you've got two young safeties when Woodson moves down? Are you getting the production you need out of those guys?
Well, really, I think the conversation you're referring to, I mean, you definitely want to be as talented as you can in all parts of your offense or defense, and even, you know, in particular to your question about defense. The first thing is the responsibility increases with the inside linebackers and safety, no different than on offense with the two guards, center, quarterback, and running back. So, and, you know, production isn't always just in tackles and playmaking. It's the communication and the adjustments and things are made like that. But, yes, I would definitely classify us as strong in the middle with our safeties. And I think DJ's doing a really good job. He's had a lot more opportunities. I think AJ's played very well. I think AJ's been very disruptive. I felt he was disruptive last week. And, you know, BJ's not in there right now, but, you know, he's definitely a Pro Bowl player. And Ryan, you know, Pickett's played well for us.
Mike, are you thinking with Finley, Jennings, and Raji that those three guys are veteran enough that if you don't have them do anything tomorrow, you could still play them?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I said Monday or Wednesday whenever I spoke on the injuries. We'll give the veteran players, you know, all the way to the game, especially it being a Sunday night game. You know, you got all the extra treatment Saturday night down there and all day Sunday.
Saturday said yesterday that he was ticked at himself for giving up a sack on 3rd and 10 in the fourth quarter. How do you think he's played overall?
Well, I think Jeff's done a good job for that. I think it's a lot bigger adjustment than he probably anticipated, and maybe even so for us, because, you know, football's football, but it is a new language, and we couldn't have been further apart as far as the apples and oranges, as far as their approach and the things that we ask him to do here. But he's excellent. His work ethic in the room, I think he's going to continue to just get better as we get better on offense. And more importantly, he's a man's man. He's a true professional, and I'm very happy that he's here.
With Cobb, do you have to? Can you get him more involved offensively, or do you try to limit him a little bit because he's got the special teams duties? Do you try to find a balance of playing time with him? Or?
Well, I mean, he's our returner, so I mean that's a given, and we're also conscious of you know, how much he plays on offense too, because he has a very demanding role, not only mentally but physically. So, It's something that when we do the game plan, we kind of have a rep count on him and make sure there's enough opportunities in there for him. But you know, it's I'm always worried about the volume for him, frankly.
How do you go about slowing down a guy as dynamic as Arian Foster?
Well, Arian Foster is an excellent running back, and he's obviously a really good fit for their scheme. They run the outside zone, the flat footwork scheme, I think, better than anybody in the National Football League. So it's something that really tests your patience, your ability to stay technique sound, and the time clock of the play, it really increases, and that's not normal in particular, and particularly running the football. So he can hit the home run. He's very, very patient, and he's definitely our key target going into the game.
Mike, did you see what you wanted to see in practice today in pads?
Yeah, we had a heck of a practice. I mean, really, did. We had a little rain, some wind. I thought the third down periods were extremely sharp, probably our best periods of the year. So we're getting better.
Two more.
You think about Andre Johnson, Owen Daniels, some of the guys that catch the ball there, a lot of guys that do different things, different body types.
Yeah, definitely. They do a very good job with those two guys, too. So, you know, Owen is someone that Matt Schaub obviously looks to, and Andre's done it for a long time in this league. He's just such a big physical, receiver. So, in the way they run the football and set up the play action pass and the ability to get them in matchups and in space and things like that, particularly in normal down and distances, is something that we're really focused on.
Mike, through these first five games, have you seen a difference with how teams have defended Jordy Nelson, knowing what you've done against him?
Well, difference in defending Jordy Nelson, I would say more of the matchup. Last week was different because they had injuries in their secondary, but we're seeing bump and run, and we're seeing things that we've seen in the past, probably more so as far as the man, and but I don't see anything different.